Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me right now from Michigan Tech's Center for Diversity and Inclusion, the director for that center, Kelly Raffelli. Kelly, it's great to have you again on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on Monday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and this kicks off a week of events that Michigan Tech does to honor Martin Luther King Jr., his legacy, and also to celebrate and explore more opportunities for diversity throughout the campus. So this, I thought, would be a good opportunity to talk about what you have lined up for that week. And so let me first just ask kind of in general why Michigan Tech as an organization, as a university, feels it's important to highlight this week.
Well, that's a great question. This is an important week. This is our 30th year celebrating Martin Luther King Day at Michigan Tech. And it's mostly important to recognize his commitment to civil rights and his fight for against injustice. But at Michigan Tech, too, it's important to honor Dr. King, as he represents a population that we don't have many students and members of our community who are African American. So, you know, it's important for our community to highlight the achievements of someone from as great as Dr. King.
Are there student organizations or other parts of Michigan Tech that specifically, you know, offer a platform for African-American students?
Yeah, we have the National Society of Black Engineers, the Black Student Association. We also have an African student organization as well, and Society of Intellectual Sisters, which was founded on for Black women. So, but now it's much more open to all students, but all women students, but its history is Black women.
Okay. We're going to talk about Michigan Tech's efforts, I guess, to improve its diversity and make sure that we're providing opportunities for everyone to be able to come and study at Michigan Tech. But let's talk about the week's worth of events that you have coming up. This course airing on Sunday, the day before Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now, is that his birthday or is that a day that's observed?
Yeah, so his birthday is January 15th. So we, the United States, observes Martin Luther King Day on the third Monday of January. So the date itself changes every year, but his birthday is January 15th.
Okay.
And he would have been 90 years old this year.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, what can you tell me what
sure.
you have planned?
Sunday night, January 20th, the Good Shepherd Church will be hosting Let's Talk About Race. Good Shepherd is a big part of this event for the last 30 years, so this is continuing the tradition of being heavily involved with Good Shepherd Church. And they're starting a book group, and they're going to have a gathering to discuss the book and some other issues. So that will begin at 4 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Church here in Houghton. And then on Monday, January 21st, we start with our tradition of Michigan Tech students volunteering in the local elementary schools. Michigan Tech students will be going to Houghton Elementary School, Hancock Elementary School, and the elementary school in Dollar Bay to read to the children about the life and legacy of Dr. King. We've been doing that for about 4 years now.
Yeah, I've actually attended at least one, maybe a couple of those in the past where, you know, a student has come and talked to with the young students and presents different books and things for them. You know, then these are books they may not normally find on their, you know, their bookshelf. And so it helps them to see a little bit more and to, you know, and hear somebody from Michigan Tech and then talking about the importance of the day and the observation of it and what it means.
Yeah, and every year, actually, we donate some books to the local schools as well. So we're growing their library of resources as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, as tradition, Monday evening, we will have our 30th annual Dr. King celebration banquet. That will be at the Memorial Union Building, starting at 5:30. This year, we have exciting events. We welcome back alumni Donzel Dixon, who graduated from Michigan Tech in 2014, and he will be our keynote speaker. And this year, we co-host this event with the National Society for Black Engineering students, and this year they will be presenting a brand new award, the Bayard Rustin Award, and this is this award is for somebody that they have identified as being an advocate and an ally to underrepresented minority students at Michigan Tech, and they wanted to give them this award at the banquet because Bayard Rustin was not very well known, but was Martin Luther King's right-hand man and was behind a lot of the marches and the protests that he participated in. So we wanted to honor someone on our campus with such an award.
Sure.
So they will be giving that award at the banquet. And then on Tuesday, Mr. Dixon, who's our keynote for the Martin Luther King banquet, is part of a speaking series called Speak It Tour. And this is three young African-American men who are really motivational speakers and have... they have a speaking tour in Minnesota where they go into the schools and to try to encourage young underrepresented minority students to achieve their dreams and really to live life to the, you know, fearlessly. And that's our theme this year. So they're coming Tuesday night, 6 p.m. In the MUB in the alumni lounge, and they will be doing a panel. So we're really looking forward to that. And then Wednesday evening, the National Society of Black Engineers will be presenting written works and have an information session in Fisher 138 at 6 p.m. and for students in the community to come and learn more about Martin Luther King as a person. And then we end the week with the grand opening of the Connector Space at Michigan Tech. This was a joint effort between Michigan Tech's Housing and Residential Life and the Center for Diversity and Inclusion. We took over a lounge in one of the residence halls. We remodeled it, and the point of the space is to show our commitment to celebrating and promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the space can be reserved, and we're going to use it for programs and events that brings the community together to engage with different perspectives, identities, and experiences. So this is a place on campus that we've created to promote community development and social change. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it does sound pretty neat. Now, was that open just for students to reserve that?
I think the Michigan Tech community so far, yeah, but okay. You know, we're just getting started with it. So hopefully it will be more, you know, the community too can get in on that. But it's a really great space and we're happy to create it.
I'd be happy to see that. Maybe I can stop by and feature that on the news if I can swing it and get over there on a Friday. The other events that you were talking about with the different lectures and appearances, are those open to the public?
Yes, all events are open to the public. The celebration banquet, you do need to reserve tickets. And if you go to Michigan Tech's Center for Diversity and Inclusion website, you can reserve tickets. We have about 75 tickets left. And that includes a dinner and the keynote speaker and some other performances, but you do need to reserve a ticket.
All right. Is there cost to reserve those
nope.
tickets? Okay.
All events are free and open to the public. Yep.
Okay. Well, as we mentioned, you had a lot of these events coming up for this particular week, and it's obviously very important for Michigan Tech to we always take a day or take a week like this to promote something as important as this as a theme that throughout the year is important, but it's nice to have, you know, all of these things happening in the same week. You mentioned the theme being fearlessness. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why that was picked?
Yeah, so we have a little committee and we got together and we talked about, you know, some of the characteristics that Dr. King, you know, had, and, you know, living fearlessly was one of them. He took a lot of chances and really put himself out there to fight for justice and equality for all. And so we wanted to share that message. And when we were thinking about, you know, students coming all the way to Michigan Tech from far away, and that can invoke a lot of fear, and they have to sort of live fearlessly to come here and be successful. And we wanted to really honor those students and their journey, just like Dr. King, you know, that was his journey. And then our alumni speaker, you know, I know him personally, so he has lived fearlessly as well, really becoming an entrepreneur on top of being an engineer for Target, and, you know, using his Michigan Tech education and experience to go out into the world and live fearlessly. So we wanted to really share that message with the campus.
As I mentioned, throughout the year, I'm aware of the Michigan Tech and their efforts to, you know, to just make sure that they open up the school to provide the opportunities that the school provides to underserved communities. The Great Lakes Research Center brings up the students from the Detroit that go out on the Agassiz and do that science excursion. I know I've been part of that. That's been really cool. Also, there was a gentleman, was it about a year ago, that was talking about, you know, trying to encourage minority students to get involved in natural science, mm-hmm. and, you know, forestry and other, you know, career paths that are underrepresented with, you know, with minorities, but that those jobs are, you know, available and the education is available. So trying to encourage, you know, people to, you know, explore those and become, you know, environmental science scientists or conservation officers and whatnot because of the opportunities that those provide.
Right. Yeah. And Dr. Kobach, you know, President of Michigan Tech, he launched Tech Forward initiatives, and diversity and inclusion is one of those initiatives. So I'm actually taking the lead on that initiative and have built a team, and we will be developing a 5-year plan on how to improve and increase diversity and inclusive programming at Michigan Tech through recruitment and retention, and really try to enhance what things we already have in place, but grow and improve and innovate new ideas to continue to grow Michigan Tech's minority population and create more of a sense of belonging for the students who are here, and really enhance their community and their success at Michigan Tech.
We could really use a Martin Luther King Jr. today, I think. Yeah. And I, you know, his, in knowing what his message was and what he was trying to accomplish, you know, of course he was speaking from a world of trying to fight for civil rights for minorities, particularly African Americans. But now we fast forward here, you know, 50 years or so, and that same message is needed for not just African Americans, mm-hmm. but for immigrants, for people of various lifestyles, sexual orientations, gender identities, and it's I really wish we had that voice, you know, a voice of similar, you know, who could help teach humanity, you know, that lesson. So I don't know. I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because it is kind of frustrating, and I don't want to turn this into a different kind of interview than it is, but. We're ripe for somebody to come forward and remind us all of who we are, and that we're, you know, what we have in common, and the efforts that we can make, and the responsibility we all have to make that effort, so that we are inclusive, and really to define what inclusiveness is, you know, and to teach us all. Okay, there's my soapbox.
Well, I think we go back to our theme of living fearlessly. I think a lot of what divides us is fear of not knowing the other person's perspective or where they come from. So if we can all live a little fearlessly and open up our minds and hearts to each other, you know, maybe we'll learn from each other and grow together instead of being afraid of someone who's different from us, has a different background, different, you know, sexual orientation, gender identity, skin color, you know, all of religion, you know, all of these factors that we, it's easy to stay in our fear. So we all need to live a little fearlessly, like Dr. King, and embrace each other and, you know, look for that person to lead us.
I think that one of the elements of diversity and inclusion that we tend to leave out is our own. And when I say our own, I'm let me just throw myself as a white Christian straight male, our own responsibility to be involved, because diversity is not, well, other people different than me getting together. No, it's diversity is myself getting together with somebody who's not just like me.
Absolutely.
And so it's great if you have a, you know, let's say if it takes the form of a dinner or a march or a lecture, and in this particular case, if it's on Martin, you know, about Martin Luther King Jr.'s message or on fearlessness, okay, well, that should be opened up to, you know, people of a diverse community. Well, that includes and should include people like myself.
Absolutely.
Because that's how you really achieve inclusiveness is when we are all included. And you don't have it without. It's not what other people should be doing. I would say the same thing with whether it's women marching together or if it's Me Too or any of those type of things. They are powerful when they include everybody. Mm-hmm. I said I was off my soapbox, but I guess I was climbed right back on it. Well, let's talk about, you mentioned about Michigan Tech having, you know, a strategic initiative to improve its diversity. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the history of where, what took you to get to the point you are at now, and where you hope to be 5 years after the, you know, this kind of initiative.
It's a tough question. Michigan Tech participates. We hold a campus climate study every 5 to 7 years. So we've done this for many years in the past. 2010, we had one. 2014, we did another one. And we've just completed another climate study. So some of the initiatives that we will propose will come out of asking the community, what can we do? You know, how's your experience here? How can we make it better? So right now, my team is going through all of that data and pulling out things that we're going to recommend that the campus do in the next 5 years. But really, it's about talking to the students and the other members of the community to find out how we can increase everyone's sense of belonging and make sure that not one group of students or community members are left out of the Michigan Tech family. We want to make sure that everyone has their voice heard and that everyone knows that they matter to the campus, and they do matter. And so we're going to look at, right now we're looking at a couple of different things, recruitment strategies, both of students and faculty and staff. And then once we recruit them and bring them to Michigan Tech, then retaining them. So what does that look like? And these are anywhere from issues surrounding childcare and housing and affordability. We have students at Michigan Tech, like many students across the country, who are food insecure. So those are things that, we need to address and look at ways to improve the resources we have. And we have terrific resources, but we need to make sure we get those resources to everyone and that everyone feels that they can access those resources equitably. So we have a big job, but Michigan Tech has been making, slow progress, and that's really the success depends on slow progress. If we did lots of things really quickly, they may fade out, but we're building upon our successes, and every year we're doing a better job than we did the year before, and we will continue to do that. And the president is very committed to this issue, and with the president's commitment, then the rest of campus will get behind it, and we have wonderful advocates across campus, and we need to grow those advocates and to really reach our goals. I don't know if we'll ever reach some mythical goal, but we'll just continue to improve the campus year after year and adjust to the students who are here now. We can't make plans based on 10 years ago. We need to make plans based on now and 10 years in the future. So that's part of that Tech Forward initiative, is looking in the future and saying, what are we going to look like? What's Michigan Tech going to look like? And that includes being a diverse and inclusive and equitable campus for all.
Well, certainly the demographics in America are changing. They always have been changing, and they continue to change. And at some point in not too distant future, when we talk about minorities, we will actually be talking about a collective majority. And everything from our college campuses to our entertainment industry to our shops and restaurants are going to need to adjust to the fact that, there is diversity in everywhere we go, and it can be celebrated and enjoyed by us all. Invariably, the student body is divided in percentages of white students, black students, students from the Middle East. But I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but that number, when they're always looking for, assign a percentage of students that are black, I think too much emphasis gets put on that number. It would seem to me the more important issue is how welcoming of an environment does Michigan Tech provide, in an inclusive environment, for whatever the percentage of those students would be.
Right. I think that's really important, that we increase the sense of belonging on campus. And why the numbers are important is because students in the minority, underrepresented students at Michigan Tech, they need to see themselves in successful roles on campus. So we need to increase the number of underrepresented minority faculty, for example, because students need to see someone who looks like them in a faculty role. They need to see role models who they can say, look, that's me in the future. They need to see that they're not an exception to the rule, but that of course they're there. So when you have small numbers of students, it's really hard to remember that you're not the exception to the rule. You're not, an anomaly. But we need to grow the populations, but definitely we need to improve and increase the sense of belonging and community and inclusivity at Michigan Tech.
I wrote down the word grow there, just so that anybody who's listening doesn't start thinking, well, we're not talking about reducing the number of white students. No. And for minorities, it's talking about adding students and adding students from a diverse background.
Right.
Growing the university, adding faculty, adding students, right. adding opportunities, right. so that those opportunities are available to all.
Absolutely. It's not about taking away from one to give to the other. It's about opening more doors for more people and to make our community richer and, you know, more diverse.
Now, you are the director of the Center for Diversity and Inclusion. Mm-hmm. What does that center do?
So our center is a retention department on campus. So we provide outreach and support for underrepresented minority students, which at Michigan Tech is women, members of the LGBTQIA community, and students of color. But that certainly does not mean that white students are not welcome or male students are not welcome. Our doors are open for everyone. So our building is a resource. We have coffee every day, and we celebrate students' successes and we get them through their setbacks. We do academic outreach. We do support for student organizations. We do trainings and workshops on campus. We're really just a place where we want students to feel that the Center for Diversity and Inclusion is their home away from home. So they know that it's a judgment-free zone, our doors are always open, and they can really come and talk to us about anything. And we prioritize their success at Michigan Tech. And that's all students. But we recognize and appreciate that students in minority communities have issues and they have challenges that other students may not have. And so we provide extra support for those students.
Your building is located, I believe, next to the Fisher Building in Houghton. And you said it is open to the public if you want to
Absolutely.
Stop in.
Yep.
And I'll go back to the point I made earlier. You don't have to be a member of the LGBTQIA community to go in there. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to be a minority or student of color or person of color right. to go in there. In fact, if you are, again, a toxic male like myself, you need to go in there because not only does that promote the diversity, maybe learn something for yourself. Talk to somebody different than yourself. Build a relationship with somebody who does not come from the same background as you. And you'd be amazed when you do that, how you reevaluate, how you understand more, the way that you look at yourself. And I don't mean in a negative way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying people need to find out what they did wrong
right.
or you can really do yourself a world of good in helping adjust your own opinions and your own outlook on the world by the people that you surround yourself with.
Absolutely.
I won't get off of it. All right. I'm going to be my own guest in the next show here talking about what I believe in. The list of events that you talked about earlier, where can people find that?
We have them listed on our Facebook page and our website. So, and then they are all listed on Michigan Tech's event calendar. So multiple places you can find them. But I always think social media is a great place to find them. But if you're not on social media, you can check on Michigan Tech's website or the Center for Diversity and Inclusion's website as well.
And the first event is this evening, Sunday evening, correct?
This Sunday evening okay. coming, yes.
All right, great. All right, well, I appreciate your time coming out. It's been a great conversation. I don't mean to talk so much, but I got my own opinions. But thank you again, Kelly, for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Cover Country Today, we'll be right back.